from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Or you could have a lifestyle of Patrick Mahomes, but I feel like there's one guy that wouldn't do it because he just, I mean, I've never been more confused in my life, but I love it.
And who's the number one player
on the what? I'm not saying him. I give credit when it's due, but I'm not saying his name.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. I'm not saying his name, brother. I'm sorry. Joe Burrow. I'm not saying that guy's name. He's good. He's amazing. He's good. Not gonna lie.
Well, good for you.
I'm salty, though. A little salty. 2 years in a row. But I'm putting Burrow first.
Somebody's feelings got
hurt. Yeah, somebody's feelings are really hurt. What if Ja'Marr Chase ends up signing with the Chiefs?
Then he'll say his name every day, every night, every hour.
And thank the good Lord above for being paired with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's great, right. Dusty. I know people yesterday, I was getting that text from everybody. Like, everybody's talking about what Ja'Marr Chase wouldn't say about Patrick Mahomes yesterday. Mm-hmm. But that's what I love about sports right now. Like, we need that in professional sports because we've gotten to a point, I think, where rivalries aren't what they used to be, right? We always talk about the Raiders and Broncos and all that as rivalries and the way that Marty lived up those rivals. Nobody's living up rivalries like that anymore. You barely have them in baseball other than the Cubs, Cardinals, and Red Sox, Yankees, and things like that. There's not a lot of huge rivalries in that sport. So you can get some of these rivalry back, get some hatred going. I think it's very healthy for the sport. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why the New England Patriots were as quote unquote successful as they were. It's because they embraced that villain role, you know, so well. Mm-hmm. And they were just a villain for everybody. And then they were the big fan base, obviously, for their fans in Boston and whatnot. But everybody else hated them. The Chiefs are not the villain of the NFL. I just don't believe that they are the villain of the NFL. I think there may be a tired factor with the Chiefs, like people would like to see somebody else. Mm-hmm. But the Cincinnati Bengals are doing a wonderful job of kind of playing that villain role, and I love it. I'm all for Ja'Marr Chase going out there. I'm not going to sit here and rip on Ja'Marr Chase for not saying Patrick Mahomes' name. I'm saying thank you, Ja'Marr Chase, for giving us that ammo that we're going to need in week two of the NFL season.
Yeah, I think you talk about, you know, texts and, you know, whatever people are communicating with you. I got a couple of, like, all different aspects. Like, some of my buddies were like, I love this. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I got some people like, ah, Jamar's a B, you know, or he's a crybaby, or, you know, like what, you know, whatever it might have been. The thing that's interesting to me with Ja'Marr Chase is that, like, we talked, I think, about this yesterday, which is crazy how these things tend to work sometimes. And we talked about this yesterday where who's your most, like, who's the villain to the Chiefs? Like, who do the Chiefs fans, like, who do they not like?
Right.
And a lot of people are like, oh, it's Burrow. I think you guys are like, well, it's Burrow because he's like stone cold. And I was like, I feel like it's Ja'Marr Chase. He's the only one that ever talks a whole bunch of, you know, dog wash.
Right.
He's the only one that, you know, tries to be like, I'm going to be the guy that sticks up. I know Burrow's not going to talk because he's too respectful of the position, but I'll be that guy. And now we get this video of the NFL's top 100, and they're showing you the edits and the B-roll. Like, who do you think's number one? He's like, I'm not going to say his name.
Right.
It's like, so there's one of two angles on this. Either one, Ja'Marr Chase has learned his lesson, mm-hmm. and he's like, I'm not touching it. I'm not going to do it. But if he did, this is a funny way of showing you he learned his lesson. Because if he did, you know, learn his lesson of being like the talk, you know, crapper or right. whatever, he would have been like, oh, it's probably Patrick Mahomes because he beat our ass twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just who he is. He's that guy, and I'm, you know, I respect him.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm not going to say his name. I'm salty. Well, Ja'Marr, if you remember, you were the one that disrespected the Chiefs first.
Mm-hmm.
Then before that, you're the ones that call it Burrowhead, like right. you and your guys. And now all of a sudden you want to be like, well, I'm not going to say his name because I'm salty and, you know, Joe Burrow. It's like, bend the knee.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, bend the knee. You know who reigns supreme. You know who's number one. He got to be number one because he beat you twice in a row. Right. He's won 3 Super Bowls in 5 years. Respect it.
Yeah.
You just, and if you're not going to, then I need you to lean into that heel role.
Right.
I need you to lean into it a little bit more than just kind of wiggling your way around the situation. Like, be that guy.
Well, Ja'Marr Chase doesn't scare me. Ja'Marr Chase is good because of Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow is the one that scares me. Like, he's the quarterback of the team. Mm-hmm. And to me, your wide receivers, for the most part, are only as good as the quarterback is getting you the football. I mean, if you have an arsenal of wide receivers that is really good, and you have Kyler Murray or Matt Castle or somebody like that throwing them the football, your wide receivers are not going to be very good. Ja'Marr Chase right. has been able to take it to the next level because of Joe Burrow. I mean, there's no arguing that Joe Burrow and him are a great combination together. Ja'Marr Chase without Joe Burrow is just a wide receiver with a normal everyday quarterback. Ja'Marr Chase with Joe Burrow is a pretty scary combination. And I think you're right, Dusty. Like, you should have learned your lesson a few years ago by not poking the bear. If Ja'Marr Chase would have come out yesterday and they said, who's the best player in the NFL? He goes, oh man, it's Patrick Mahomes. And there's no question about it. This guy is awesome. It kind of goes the way of the dodo bird. People just forget about it and move on. And let it die. But when you say stuff like that, like Ja'Marr Chase did, where I'm not willing to mention who the best player is in the NFL, well, now you're throwing a log on the fire. Not that the Chiefs were already looking for logs to throw on the fire for the Cincinnati Bengals, but now there is one on the fire. This thing is blazing right now, right? Like, I don't need flamethrower from my guy's house in Dallas or in Texas to come over and light this thing. This thing has been lit right now, and we know how the Chiefs react when people do things like this. They take it personal. They use it, and they use it against you. And that's where I look at Ja'Marr Chase and I go, that's not smart. That's a stupid move by Ja'Marr Chase. If you wanted to kind of quell things a little bit and take a little attention off this game that's coming up in week two, you just get out there and you go, yeah, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback, the best player in the NFL. And I don't know why we're having this conversation, because there's nobody better right now in this league. And then maybe that fires up Joe Burrow to go play a little bit better. But what you did right now, man, you have just poked the bear. And where we already are at this point in training camp, where Mahomes is putting on an aerial show and everybody's going, wow, for what they're doing on offense, behind the back passes, no look passes, all of this kind of stuff. You're just giving this team more ammo to go out there and just wreck everybody in their way and win every game 42-0. Like, I don't think people truly understand, Dusty. And I was talking to a friend of mine in Denver about this last night. I don't think people truly understand what kind of mission this team is on and what they're going to do to opponents. They're not only going to motorboat people, they're going to go out there and they're going to slaughter people this year. And it's going to be a bloodbath every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday that this organization goes out there and plays a football game. And Ja'Marr Chase just made that game against the Bengals a little bit more bloodier than it had to be.
And now there's only two things the Chiefs need to do. Number one, when Mahomes throws a touchdown to Travis Kelce in week two, or to somebody in week two,
right,
you have to run down the sideline of Cincinnati and just simply say, say my name.
Say my name.
And just keep pointing to the stadium ground and be like, say my name, say my name. And the other thing the Chiefs need to do, and if they can hear this, they need to play Destiny's Child, Say My Name, in pregame.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, that yes. would be good. When I like Cincinnati that. Yeah.
When Cincinnati hits the field, all I want to hear is, say my name, and just play it on a loop.
Yes.
So when you're out there working out, doing your thing, and then here comes Mahomes throwing his little warm-ups, his spiral from one end zone to the other, and then just kind of look over there and give him that little patty grin. And then when you throw the game-winning touchdown, run down the sideline, point to your chest, and look at the sideline and say my name.
Say, or wear T-shirts underneath and rip off your shoulder pads like Superman that say my name.
Or what's my name?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Ja'Marr Chase, you haven't learned, man. You just haven't learned, and I'm here for every minute of it. I love it.
Rent-free.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh, God, yes.
That's the other one, too, is that, and it's who's in whose head? Are the Chiefs in Cincinnati's head, or is Cincinnati in the Chiefs' head?
Well, the Chiefs are in Cincinnati's head. The Chiefs aren't talking about Cincinnati. I'm sure most people in the organization don't even know that Cincinnati's still a team.
What's my name? Anyways.
No, we've got a nice two-bedroom in there, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it's outdoor patio.
McMansion going on up there, man. They have set up a residency. I mean, like Adele in Las Vegas has set up residency. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have set up residency in the head of Cincinnati.
Yeah, re-sign the lease.
They know so much about the Chiefs that they know that when their quarterback gets sacked, that everybody in the area gets a Big Mac for free. That's exactly right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Or you could have a lifestyle of Patrick Mahomes, but I feel like there's one guy that wouldn't do it because he just, I mean, I've never been more confused in my life, but I love it.
And who's the number one player
on the what? I'm not saying him. I give credit when it's due, but I'm not saying his name.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. I'm not saying his name, brother. I'm sorry. Joe Burrow. I'm not saying that guy's name. He's good. He's amazing. He's good. Not gonna lie.
Well, good for you.
I'm salty, though. A little salty. 2 years in a row. But I'm putting Burrow first.
Somebody's feelings got
hurt. Yeah, somebody's feelings are really hurt. What if Ja'Marr Chase ends up signing with the Chiefs?
Then he'll say his name every day, every night, every hour.
And thank the good Lord above for being paired with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's great, right. Dusty. I know people yesterday, I was getting that text from everybody. Like, everybody's talking about what Ja'Marr Chase wouldn't say about Patrick Mahomes yesterday. Mm-hmm. But that's what I love about sports right now. Like, we need that in professional sports, because we've gotten to a point, I think, where rivalries aren't what they used to be, right? We always talk about the Raiders and Broncos and all that as rivalries, and the way that Marty lived up those rivals. Nobody's living up rivalries like that anymore. You barely have them in baseball other than the Cubs, Cardinals, and Red Sox, Yankees, and things like that. There's not a lot of huge rivalries. rivalries in that sport. So you can get some of these rivalry back, get some hatred going. I think it's very healthy for the sport. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why the New England Patriots were as quote unquote successful as they were. It's because they embraced that villain role, you know, so well. Mm-hmm. And they were just a villain for everybody. And then they were the big fan base, obviously, for their fans in Boston and whatnot. But everybody else hated them. The Chiefs are not the villain of the NFL. I just don't believe that they are the villain of the NFL. I think there may be a tired factor with the Chiefs, like people would like to see somebody else. Mm-hmm. But the Cincinnati Bengals are doing a wonderful job of kind of playing that villain role, and I love it. I'm all for Ja'Marr Chase going out there. I'm not going to sit here and rip on Ja'Marr Chase for not saying Patrick Mahomes' name. I'm saying thank you, Ja'Marr Chase, for giving us that ammo that we're going to need in week two of the NFL season.
Yeah, I think you talk about, you know, texts and, you know, whatever people are communicating with you. I got a couple of, like, all different aspects. Like, some of my buddies were like, I love this. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I got some people like, ah, Jamar's a B, you know, or he's a crybaby, or, you know, like, what, you know, whatever it might have been. The thing that's interesting to me with Ja'Marr Chase is that, like, we talked, I think, about this yesterday, which is crazy how these things tend to work sometimes. We talked about this yesterday where who's your most, like, who's the villain to the Chiefs? Like, who do the Chiefs fans, like, who do they not like?
Right.
And a lot of people are like, oh, it's Burrow. I think you guys are like, well, it's Burrow because sure. He's like stone cold. And I was like, I feel like it's Ja'Marr Chase. He's the only one that ever talks a whole bunch of, you know, dog wash.
Right.
He's the only one that, you know, tries to be like, I'm going to be the guy that sticks up. I know Burrow's not going to talk because he's too respectful of the position, but I'll be that guy. And now we get this video of the NFL's top 100, and they're showing you the edits and the B-roll. Like, who do you think's number one? He's like, I'm not going to say his name.
Right.
It's like, so there's one of two angles on this. Either one, Ja'Marr Chase has learned his lesson, mm-hmm. and he's like, I'm not touching it. I'm not going to do it. But if he did, this is a funny way of showing you he learned his lesson. Because if he did, you know, learn his lesson of being like the talk, you know, crapper or whatever, right. he would have been like, oh, it's probably Patrick Mahomes because he beat our ass twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just who he is. He's that guy, and I'm, you know, I respect him.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm not going to say his name. I'm salty. Well, Ja'Marr, if you remember, you were the one that disrespected the Chiefs first.
Mm-hmm.
Then before that, you're the ones that call it Burrowhead, like
right.
you and your guys. And now all of a sudden you want to be like, well, I'm not going to say his name because I'm salty and, you know, Joe Burrow. It's like, bend the knee.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, bend the knee. You know who reigns supreme. You know who's number one. He got to be number one because he beat you twice in a row.
Right.
He's won three Super Bowls in 5 years. Respect it.
Yeah.
You just, and if you're not going to, then I need you to lean into that heel role.
Right.
I need you to lean into it a little bit more than just kind of wiggling your way around the situation. Like, be that guy.
Well, Ja'Marr Chase doesn't scare me. Ja'Marr Chase is good because of Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow is the one that scares me. Like, he's the quarterback of the team. Mm-hmm. And to me, your wide receivers, for the most part, are only as good as the quarterback is getting you the football. I mean, if you have an arsenal of wide receivers that is really good, and you have Kyler Murray or Matt Castle or somebody like that throwing them the football, your wide receivers are not going to be very good. Ja'Marr Chase right. has been able to take it to the next level because of Joe Burrow. I mean, there's no arguing that Joe Burrow and him are a great combination together. Ja'Marr Chase without Joe Burrow is just a wide receiver with a normal everyday quarterback. Ja'Marr Chase with Joe Burrow is a pretty scary combination. And I think you're right, Dusty. Like, you should have learned your lesson a few years ago by not poking the bear. If Ja'Marr Chase would have come out yesterday and they said, who's the best player in the NFL? He goes, oh man, it's Patrick Mahomes. And there's no question about it. This guy is awesome. It kind of goes the way of the dodo bird. People just forget about it and move on. And let it die. But when you say stuff like that, like Ja'Marr Chase did, where I'm not willing to mention who the best player is in the NFL, well, now you're throwing a log on the fire. Not that the Chiefs were already looking for logs to throw on the fire for the Cincinnati Bengals, but now there is one on the fire. This thing is blazing right now, right? Like, I don't need flamethrower for my guy's house in Dallas or in Texas to come over and light this thing. This thing has been lit right now, and we know how the Chiefs react when people do things like this. They take it personal. they use it and they use it against you. And that's where I look at Ja'Marr Chase and I go, that's not smart. That's a stupid move by Ja'Marr Chase. If you wanted to kind of quell things a little bit and take a little attention off this game that's coming up in week two, you just get out there and you go, yeah, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback, the best player in the NFL. And I don't know why we're having this conversation, because there's nobody better right now in this league. And then maybe that fires up Joe Burrow to go play a little bit better. But what you did right now, man, you have just poked the bear. And where we already are at this point in training camp, where Mahomes is putting on an aerial show and everybody's going, wow, for what they're doing on offense, behind the back passes, no look passes, all of this kind of stuff. You're just giving this team more ammo to go out there and just wreck everybody in their way and win every game 42-0. Like, I don't think people truly understand, Dusty. And I was talking to a friend of mine in Denver about this last night. I don't think people truly understand what kind of mission this team is on and what they're going to do to opponents. They're not only going to motorboat people, they're going to go out there and they're going to slaughter people this year. And it's going to be a bloodbath every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday that this organization goes out there and plays a football game. And Ja'Marr Chase just made that game against the Bengals a little bit more bloodier than it had to be.
And now there's only two things the Chiefs need to do. Number one, when Mahomes throws a touchdown to Travis Kelce in week two, or to somebody in week two,
right,
you have to run down the sideline of Cincinnati and just simply say, say my name.
Say my name.
And just keep pointing to the stadium ground and be like, say my name, say my name. And the other thing the Chiefs need to do, and if they can hear this, they need to play Destiny's Child, Say My Name, in pregame.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, that would be good. When I like Cincinnati that.
When Cincinnati hits the field, all I want to hear is, say my name, and just play it on a loop. Play it on a loop.
Yes.
So when you're out there working out, doing your thing, and then here comes Mahomes throwing his little warm-ups, his spiral from one end zone to the other, and then just kind of look over there and give him that little patty grin. And then when you throw the game-winning touchdown, run down the sideline, point to your chest, and look at the sideline and say, say my name.
Say my name. Say, or wear T-shirts underneath and rip off your shoulder pads like Superman that say, say my name.
Or what's my name?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Ja'Marr Chase, you haven't learned, man. You just haven't learned. And I'm here for every minute of it. I love it.
Rent free.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, God, yes.
That's the other one, too, is that, and it's who's in whose head? Are the Chiefs in Cincinnati's head, or is Cincinnati in the Chiefs' head?
Well, the Chiefs are in Cincinnati's head. The Chiefs aren't talking about Cincinnati. I'm sure most people in the organization don't even know that Cincinnati's still a team.
What's my name? What's my name? Anyways.
No, we've got a nice two-bedroom in there, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's
outdoor patio.
It's a McMansion going on up there, man. They have set up a residency. I mean, like, you know, like Adele in Las Vegas has set up residency. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have set up residency in the head of Cincinnati.
Yeah, re-sign the lease.
They know so much about the Chiefs that they know that when their quarterback gets sacked, that everybody in the area gets a Big Mac for free.
Exactly right.
Or you could have a lifestyle of Patrick Mahomes, but I feel like there's one guy that wouldn't do it because he just, I mean, I've never been more confused in my life, but I love it.
And who is the number one player
on the what? I'm not saying him. I give credit when it's due, but I'm not saying his name.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. I'm not saying his name, brother. I'm sorry. Joe Burrow. I'm not saying that guy's name. He's good. He's amazing. He's good. Not gonna lie.
Well, good for you.
I'm salty, though. A little salty. 2 years in a row. But I'm putting Burrow first.
Somebody's feelings got
hurt. Yeah, somebody's feelings are really hurt. What if Ja'Marr Chase ends up signing with the Chiefs?
Then he'll say his name every day, every night, every hour.
And thank the good Lord above for being paired with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's great, right. Dusty. I know people yesterday, I was getting that text from everybody. Like, everybody's talking about what Ja'Marr Chase wouldn't say about Patrick Mahomes yesterday. Mm-hmm. But that's what I love about sports right now. Like, we need that in professional sports because we've gotten to a point, I think, where rivalries aren't what they used to be, right? We always talk about the Raiders and Broncos and all that as rivalries and the way that Marty lived up those rivals. Nobody's living up rivalries like that anymore. You barely have them in baseball other than the Cubs, Cardinals, and Red Sox, Yankees and things like that. There's not a lot of huge rivalries. rivalries in that sport. So you can get some of these rivalry back, get some hatred going. I think it's very healthy for the sport. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why the New England Patriots were as quote unquote successful as they were. It's because they embraced that villain role, you know, so well. Mm-hmm. And they were just a villain for everybody. And then they were the big fan base, obviously, for their fans in Boston and whatnot. But everybody else hated them. The Chiefs are not the villain of the NFL. I just don't believe that they are the villain of the NFL. I think there may be a tired factor with the Chiefs. Like, people would like to see somebody else. Mm-hmm. But the Cincinnati Bengals are doing a wonderful job of kind of playing that villain role. And I love it. I'm all for Ja'Marr Chase going out there. I'm not going to sit here and rip on Ja'Marr Chase for not saying Patrick Mahomes' name. I'm saying thank you, Ja'Marr Chase, for giving us that ammo that we're going to need in week two of the NFL season.
Yeah, I think you talk about, you know, texts and, you know, whatever people are communicating with you. I got a couple of, like, all different aspects. Like, some of my buddies were like, I love this. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I got some people like, ah, Jamar's a B, you know, or he's a crybaby, or, you know, like, what, you know, whatever it might have been. The thing that's interesting to me with Ja'Marr Chase is that, like, we talked, I think, about this yesterday, which is crazy how these things tend to work sometimes. But we talked about this yesterday where who's your most, like, who's the villain to the Chiefs? Like, who do the Chiefs fans, like, who do they not like?
Right.
And a lot of people are like, oh, it's Burrow. I think you guys are like, well, it's Burrow because sure, he's like stone cold. And I was like, I feel like it's Ja'Marr Chase. He's the only one that ever talks a whole bunch of, you know, dog wash.
Right.
He's the only one that, you know, tries to be like, I'm going to be the guy that sticks up. I know Burrow's not going to talk because he's too respectful of the position, but I'll be that guy. And now we get this video of the NFL's top 100, and they're showing you the edits and the B-roll. Like, who do you think's number one? He's like, I'm not going to say his name.
Right.
It's like, so there's one of two angles on this. Either one, Ja'Marr Chase has learned his lesson, mm-hmm, and he's like, I'm not touching it. I'm not going to do it. But if he did, this is a funny way of showing you he learned his lesson. Because if he did, you know, learn his lesson of being like the talk, you know, crapper or right, whatever, he would have been like, oh, it's probably Patrick Mahomes because he beat our ass twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just who he is. He's that guy, and I'm, you know, I respect him.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm not going to say his name. I'm salty. Well, Ja'Marr, if you remember, you were the one that disrespected the Chiefs first.
Mm-hmm.
Then before that, you're the ones that call it Burrowhead, like
right,
you and your guys. And now all of a sudden you want to be like, well, I'm not going to say his name because I'm salty and, you know, Joe Burrow. It's like, bend the knee.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, bend the knee. You know who it reigns supreme. You know who's number one. He got to be number one because he beat you twice in a row.
Right.
He's won three Super Bowls in 5 years. Respect it.
Yeah.
You just, and if you're not going to, then I need you to lean into that heel role.
Right.
I need you to lean into it a little bit more than just kind of wiggling your way around the situation. Like, be that guy.
Well, Ja'Marr Chase doesn't scare me. Ja'Marr Chase is good because of Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow is the one that scares me. Like, he's the quarterback of the team. Mm-hmm. And to me, your wide receivers, for the most part, are only as good as the quarterback is getting you the football. I mean, if you have an arsenal of wide receivers that is really good, and you have Kyler Murray or Matt Cassel or somebody like that throwing them the football, your wide receivers are not going to be very good. Ja'Marr Chase right, has been able to take it to the next level because of Joe Burrow. I mean, there's no arguing that Joe Burrow and him are a great combination together. Ja'Marr Chase without Joe Burrow is just a wide receiver with a normal everyday quarterback. Ja'Marr Chase with Joe Burrow is a pretty scary combination. And I think you're right, Dusty. Like, you should have learned your lesson a few years ago by not poking the bear. If Ja'Marr Chase would have come out yesterday and they said, who's the best player in the NFL? He goes, oh man, it's Patrick Mahomes. And there's no question about it. This guy is awesome. It kind of goes the way of the dodo bird. People just forget about it and move on. And let it die. But when you say stuff like that, like Ja'Marr Chase did, where I'm not willing to mention who the best player is in the NFL, well, now you're throwing a log on the fire. Not that the Chiefs were already looking for logs to throw on the fire for the Cincinnati Bengals, but now there is one on the fire. This thing is blazing right now, right? Like, I don't need flamethrower from my guy's house in Dallas or in Texas to come over and light this thing. This thing has been lit right now, and we know how the Chiefs react when people do things like this. They take it personal. they use it and they use it against you. And that's where I look at Ja'Marr Chase and I go, that's not smart. That's a stupid move by Ja'Marr Chase. If you wanted to kind of quell things a little bit and take a little attention off this game that's coming up in week two, you just get out there and you go, yeah, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback, the best player in the NFL. And I don't know why we're having this conversation, because there's nobody better right now in this league. And then maybe that fires up Joe Burrow to go play a little bit better. But what you did right now, man, you have just poked the bear. And where we already are at this point in training camp, where Mahomes is putting on an aerial show and everybody's going, wow, for what they're doing on offense, behind the back passes, no look passes, all of this kind of stuff. You're just giving this team more ammo to go out there and just wreck everybody in their way and win every game 42-0. Like, I don't think people truly understand, Dusty. And I was talking to a friend of mine in Denver about this last night. I don't think people truly understand what kind of mission this team is on and what they're going to do to opponents. They're not only going to motorboat people, they're going to go out there and they're going to slaughter people this year. And it's going to be a bloodbath every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday that this organization goes out there and plays a football game. And Ja'Marr Chase just made that game against the Bengals a little bit more bloodier than it had to be.
And now there's only two things the Chiefs need to do. Number one, when Mahomes throws a touchdown to Travis Kelce in week two or to somebody in week two,
right,
you have to run down the sideline of Cincinnati and just simply say, say my name.
Say my name.
And just keep pointing to the stadium ground and be like, say my name, say my name. And the other thing the Chiefs need to do, and if they can hear this, they need to play Destiny's Child, Say My Name, in pregame.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, that would be good. When I like Cincinnati that.
Hits the, when Cincinnati hits the field, all I want to hear is, say my name, and just play it on a loop. Play it on a loop.
Yes.
So when you're out there working out, doing your thing, and then here comes Mahomes throwing his little warm-ups, his spiral from one end zone to the other, and then just kind of look over there and give him that little patty grin. And then when you throw the game-winning touchdown, run down the sideline, point to your chest, and look at the sideline and say, say my name.
Say my name. Say, or wear T-shirts underneath and rip off your shoulder pads like Superman that say, say my name.
Or what's my name?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Ja'Marr Chase, you haven't learned, man. You just haven't learned, and I'm here for every minute of it. I love it.
Rent-free.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, the, God, yes. Oh, other, God,
that's,
yes.
That's the other one, too, is that, and it's who's in whose head? Are the Chiefs in Cincinnati's head, or is Cincinnati in the Chiefs' head?
Well, the Chiefs are in Cincinnati's head. The Chiefs aren't even talking about Cincinnati. I'm sure most people in the organization don't even know that Cincinnati's still a team.
What's my name? What's my name? Anyways.
No, we've got a nice two-bedroom in there, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's
an outdoor patio. Yeah,
it's a McMansion going on up there, man. They have set up a residency. I mean, like, you know, like Adele in Las Vegas has set up residency. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have set up a residency in the head of Cincinnati.
Yeah, re-sign the lease.
They know so much about the Chiefs that they know that when their quarterback gets sacked, that everybody in the area gets a Big Mac for free the next
day. Exactly right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.